You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It has been a steady drip, drip, drip of revelations from Enbridge Energy about its Line 5, the oil and gas pipelines that run under the Straits of Mackinac. Now, the latest revelation, there are more spots where the protective coating has worn off. Way more spots. Dozens, even though a year ago we told you there weren't any coating gaps. Well, this latest admission from the Canadian energy giant drew a quick response from a plainly exasperated Governor Snyder, who called Enbridge's lack of transparency to be deeply troubling. But what are we hearing from Michigan's business leaders? Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is with us now. Daniel, this game of rolling revelations from Enbridge, you made a very interesting comparison in your column today with the Trump administration style. Would you share that with us?
Well, it's a little evocative of the Russian collusion thing, you know, that there's nothing happened, and then you find out about more meetings, or you find out about this, or you find out about that. And I think that's kind of what's going on of a piece here with Enbridge. There's a few spots. They're very small. One of them is only the size of a Band-Aid and da-da-da-da-da. And now it comes out that it's a lot more.
But yet they still say, everything's fine. Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. And the governor comes out and issues a strongly worded statement. And I'm sure they're quaking in their boots in Canada.
You're saying that sarcastically.
Yeah. meanwhile, the oil and the natural gas flow, the customers get served, and the company makes money and the revenue keeps coming in. Look, I am not taking up the cudgel here of a head-on-fire environmentalist. What I'm suggesting here is that this is a very complicated thing that has major implications potentially, not just for the environment, but for the business community, for a lot of people who work in these businesses in this state, and for the quality of life that we have here. I mean, whether we like it or not, Michigan is, in a lot of ways, the custodian of the Great Lakes, and it needs to reflect that in its policy, and its business community needs to reflect that with its priorities, I think.
And as you say, the silence from Michigan's business community is deafening. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think to some extent, they got a lot of business leaders got a lot of problems, right? Mm. So, you know, they have a CEO governor who maybe has had some issues with, say, Flint Water, but has demonstrated an ability to solve problems in a lot of other areas. And I think there's a trust factor there. You know, he'll handle it. He's on it. He'll take care of it. And until we have to deal with this, why do we want to go public and make a big deal out of it? And I can understand that to a point, but this is a risk, a potential risk that is very hard for them to quantify, depending on what happens. It could be a very minor thing, and they could get it handled, and it would be taken care of. Or it finally gets to a situation where the pressure gets great enough that the line needs to be replaced. Well, how does that happen? What does it cost? How does it impact customers? There's a whole host of things here. What we do know is that this thing has been under the Straits of Mackinac longer than the bridge has gone over the Straits of Mackinac.
Right.
And I haven't done this yet, but I think one of the things that we need to do is to say, okay, if you're going to replace that, what's it going to look like? What would it be replaced with? Well, how would the engineering have changed? You got to believe the engineering's changed in 60 years. And I'm sure what would they do that would make it safer? Who would pay for it? I mean, all sorts of issues. This is a big business state. It's got a lot of big industries that still consume a lot of fossil fuels to run their business. And frankly speaking, the car industry that has defined the state for 100 years still relies, despite what you hear about autonomy and electrification, still relies on burning fossil fuels to move its products.
You know, we talk a lot when we talk about Line 5 about the environmental impact. And I think often we kind of get locked on talking about that, how horrible it would be for the Great Lakes. But as you point out in your column today, almost every kind of Michigan business could be hit hard.
Well, sure. Think about it. We're the home of the U.S. auto industry here. You've got major utilities operating on both sides of the state. A major source of health care in this part of the country, a huge airport, one of the biggest airports in the country with reach all over the world. I mean, you can go just about anywhere in the world out of Detroit Metro. How do they get their fuel? Where does that fuel come from? Refineries, the big Marathon refinery south of in southwest Detroit. The list goes on and on and on. And the big one is Pure Michigan Tourism. pure Michigan. Okay, pure Michigan, and you've got water that's fouled by some pipeline problem that, by the way, people have been arguing about for years. And I think that's really the issue. I quote in this piece a well-known economist out of East Lansing, Patrick Anderson, and basically he says people are not taking this seriously enough. And this is not just an environmental issue. And one point he made to me that I didn't get into in the piece, but I think it's interesting. He said, you know, a lot of the environmental opponents of this kind of played exactly to type, kind of the hair on fire types, which kind of enables a lot of people in the business community to just kind of write them off, right? And say, oh, it's just more of the same. But they've got some legitimate concerns, I think, is his point. And business needs to get a little more serious about what those concerns are and recognize that this pipeline that is owned by a foreign company, is a different kind of challenge. It's less susceptible to pressure from the usual interest groups, the politicians in Lansing, the news media. You know, when you're sitting in north of the border, far away from here, how much do you really care about what the local news media says? Probably not a lot until you got a real big problem.
Yes, and in fact, I was real struck by the quote that you put in today's piece from Patrick Anderson, that Enbridge is playing a long game, operating legally, they're paying taxes, employing workers, and the state advisory board is being completely outplayed in this game. And he says it's time to take a new approach.
Yeah. You read some of the statements from the state advisory board, and it's kind of evocative of Captain Renault in Casablanca. That they're shocked that Enbridge isn't telling them the whole truth. You know, it's like, come on, people, really? You know, this kind of rolling disclosure, as I said, you know, this is more evocative of the Trump administration than a real serious business.
So when we say time to take a new approach, as Mr. Anderson said to you, I mean, what are you hearing from those who are watching this all play out? What needs to be said and who needs to act and how? Is it time for the state to order Enbridge to shut down Line 5 for a while?
Well, certainly Bill Schuette, the attorney general, thinks that there needs to be a timeline for a shutdown. Mm-hmm. But of course, this is a guy who's got his finger in the proverbial wind and is running for governor in 2018. I think one of the questions that I don't really know the answer to, but to what extent are some of these major customers based in Michigan putting some pressure on Enbridge and saying, what's your plan here? And how do we know that there isn't going to be a failure, that it's going to leave us in the lurch and scrambling for other kinds of sources of energy that, oh, by the way, is going to cost us a lot more than likely, because when somebody has got you over a barrel, they raise the price. And that's kind of standard practice.
Yeah.
You know, to what extent are those conversations going on behind the scenes? I think that bears some additional reporting, but I think that can bring a very different source of pressure to bear than environmental groups going to public meetings and making a lot of noise.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
In full disclosure, Enbridge Energy is a financial supporter of Michigan Radio.